Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential.
This is your host, Jim Masters. It's a real pleasure to have you here. We also appreciate our very special guest who's joining us here on the program. Her name is Shelley Nadel, and she's a food and finance specialist. She's the founder of Food and Finance with Shelley, and she's a certified financial planner professional as well as an amateur chef who uses recipes and cooking analogies to make finance digestible. Don't you love that? Welcome, Shelley, joining us here on the program.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me be with you, Jim. I'm really excited. It's always fun to talk about my business, and so it's really fun to talk about food and finance and where we're going with it. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, there's a lot of things, I'm sure, that set you apart from competition out there, both individual advisors like yourself and maybe even the sort of national advice industry. Tell us about some of your approach and some of the things that you feel do set you apart with your clients.
I've always had taken a very sincere interest in my clients. But I don't know if you know this, Merriam-Webster this past week declared that the word for 2024 is authentic. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. That is 100% what I am. I am authentic. I don't pretend to be someone different. People know when they meet with me, this is what they're going to get all the time. You know, I'm not putting on a face, a mask, or a costume for them. And I also tell people, not every client is the right client for me, and vice versa. And so yesterday, one of my admin team, really an incredibly strong support person for me, I could not do my business without her, she said, you know, I really love working for you because you genuinely care about the clients. And we were talking about a particularly challenging one who was in a hospital, and she knew I was busy, but she also knew I was going to spend as much time as that client needed talking to her, because she had some questions and she was scared. If people know it pretty quickly, then I'm genuine and authentic with them. And often, more often than not, they like that. Some advisors think that our job is to invest our clients' money. That's not our job. Our job is to invest our time and our expertise to giving our clients financial control and empowerment. So I think that perspective comes across, and that makes me different. It also means that every set of advice I give is individual. And, you know, we have a lot of national advice experts or, you know, people that make a living doing that. I'm not going to say they're bad or good. I mean, that's, you know, up to people to judge. But I will say that, to me, advice needs to be individual and specific. And the advice industry is global and general. I feel like I'm touching people one-on-one and really making sure that their plan fits their design and not someone else's. I don't believe in global strategies for everybody. So I guess that's different.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it too, and a great way to approach it all, which I think is one of several things that make you stand out. I love this, again, turning food and finance with Shelley into something that is so relatable to everybody. Let's talk about how it actually works. How do you integrate food as an amateur chef and finance as a financial planner?
And I think it's about being authentic and relatable. I tell people, I have male and female clients. I don't discriminate. I tell people I have a husband, I have a son, and I have three male cats. And I have plenty of male clients. But my passion, my focus is on empowering women. And women, as a generalization, tend to put defense walls around money. Either because they're too busy, they don't want to deal with it, it's confusing, their father, their uncle, their brother, their neighbor have told them how to invest. They don't, but they know they're missing something, they just don't know how to do it. And so they don't tend to listen or hear as much from the industry about how to empower themselves financially. And as you mentioned, what a lot of industry proposals are boring. I mean, really boring. I get bored and I even know this stuff. And I'm nothing but not boring. And so we started, but we thought, you know what, we're going to do financial information in the kitchen. And so you'll be getting a cooking lesson. And then in the middle of it, you're going to get some financial information. And the chances are you're going to remember it, because the next time you cook it, you're going to be like, oh, wow, she was talking about that financial thing. And so you're going to actually retain some of the information, and you're not going to be frightened of it.
You there's a reason why you do what you do, right? You feel people sometimes are underserved, especially women are underserved, and there's a mission behind all of this.
Thank you for asking that question, because really it all gets back to that authenticity. I'm Jewish, and there's a concept of l'dor v'dor, and what that translates to into generation to generation. And I had some great models with my grandparents, and especially my parents. My mother was a rebel. She went to law school when I was in fourth grade, which is a long time ago. And she was like one of two or three women in her law school class. And she was active in the community, and my father was. And so my parents always taught me to give back. I was always motivated to help others. But one thing I learned in this business is that I get to help people one-on-one. And particularly for women, this is my philosophy. I want women to have more political power. I'm biased. I freely admit it. That is my bias. If women are going to have political power, which I believe is important, then they need to have economic power, and that includes personal financial power. So where I feel my role is to help women get that piece of their puzzle in building and growing and having more political power in our world. And unfortunately, the finance industry has, on a whole, there are lots of exceptions, on a whole, has given women short shrift. I can't tell you how many clients will tell me, we want to work with you. The last person, the guy that we met with before, was talking to my husband the whole time. Even if the wife is the breadwinner, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm like,
right.
Are you kidding me? I feel like our industry owes them. And I also think that women are really good at this business. And I'm hoping, in this role as food and finance and as a financial planner and spreading the word about what I do, then I'm hoping to grow the next generation of female financial planners. You know, you got to have big dreams, right?
So yes.
That's what motivates me. What I'm passionate about. It is very exciting.
Yeah.
It is.
You're doing work that
I'm really,
really
proud
speaks
and
to
I'm very
you
humbled.
And it helps others along the way. What is some quick practical advice that somebody can implement even today?
In the kitchen, you got to have a couple of really good knives. Have a good chef's knife, a good paring knife. You don't need to have 20 knives. Have two good knives or three. You'll be able to be really effective in the kitchen. In your finances, don't just focus on the fee. If you look at the fee only, you're missing the performance. You need to be sure you're paying attention to your net performance, what you get at the end of the day.
Right.
Just like you know what you pay for, you get what you pay for. Just because something has a low cost, you need to know what it's bringing back to you. I really encourage people to look at that.
Want to let folks know they can go to these websites, foodandfinancewithshelley.com. Shelley is S-H-E-L-L-E-Y. And the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ShelleyNadel, that's N-A-D-E-L, 964. And also the website financial-success.net. Shelley, this was terrific, a real pleasure, very eye-opening and very important, sharing your background as a certified financial planner and mixing the food and finance worlds together. And thanks for imparting all this wit and wisdom. And
thank you, Jim. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Shelley. You be well and you take care. And again, thanks for joining us on this episode of Close Up Radio.